Now joined by Coach Chris Brown, we're talking Royal Valley boys basketball. The Panthers finished the regular season 17-3, got all 20 games in, and ranked in the top seven still of the state in Class 3A are the Panthers. They win the Big 7 League title again this year, going 12-2 to wrap that up late last week. And Coach, you won five games in a row, and four of those, I guess, since last time we spoke. You played Sabetha Friday, Hiawatha Saturday, and then beat Santa Fe Trail and Silver Lake, a couple non-league games Monday and Tuesday. I don't know if we have time to break down each game, but the fact you've won five in a row and got the league title, the top seed for Substate wrapped up, has to feel pretty good right now, huh?
Yeah, you know, it feels good. We're comfortable with the position we're in, and, you know, you mentioned we got all 20 games, but it certainly wasn't like normal. You know, it wasn't a normal year at all. So we had this crazy stretch here this last week. We had another stretch at some point in the year where we played like four games in five nights. So, you know, hopefully that helped prepare us. But really, at the end of the day, the most important thing was that we got the full regular season. And, you know, I know there's so many schools that couldn't do that, or some of them really didn't even get close. So we're happy to get all 20 in, and hopefully we're prepared to hopefully play a few more here in the postseason.
I guess one common thing that I noted is that you won all these last four games pretty comfortably by double digits. So you played your fair share of close ones, I know, in the first half of the year, but had to be kind of nice to not just win, but maybe be a little more comfortable in the fourth quarter sitting in your coach's seat, huh?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I mean, we have a tough schedule. We play a lot of really good teams, and here the last, you know, four of the win-loss records of our opponents maybe weren't as good, but still each team presented their own challenges, and I was just proud of the mental aspect from our players. You know, basically not very much of a scout, certainly no practice to prepare, and just kind of talking in the locker room before the game about, hey, you know, look out for this guy or whatever, and came out and did a really good job against, like I said, some good individual performers in those games that we managed to, that we had to guard, and certainly teams that all presented unique challenges, so I was proud of how we handled it.
He started the game strong. I think you had like 18-5 against Sabetha. You jumped out 19-8 against Silver Lake. So, I mean, a good start certainly set the tone. I did want to make a note and ask you about Knox Wawusik. I think it's pretty cool that he scored 1,000 points. Not a ton of players have done that, but the first thought that went through my mind, and I literally grabbed my calculator, Coach, and figured out, you know, he's only a junior. I'm like, how many people get to 1,500? Like, that's a realistic possibility maybe, right?
Yeah, you know, he can certainly score it, and been a 3-year starter, so he's had a chance to play in a lot of games, even though he's only a junior, and, you know, certainly scored a little bit as a freshman. I don't think he put up huge numbers, but then these last 2 years have put up some big-time numbers and only getting better. So, yeah, he's going to have a chance to score quite a bit. He's knocking on the door of the all-time leading scorer at Royal Valley. He'll have a chance to get that this postseason. So, yeah, he can put it in the hole. You know, he can do a lot of good things, but he can certainly score. He's fun to watch when he gets going.
So, final couple of thoughts, Coach. You, like most teams, kind of get a nice little chance to catch your breath here and reset before going into Substate. Tell me about kind of the game plan for this week as you now shift all the focus towards another competitive Substate and probably some more Big 7 League competition that you may see there in Sabetha next week.
Yeah, you know, it's been the whole season where you're going, maybe you practice for a long time without any games, and then all of a sudden all you do is play games, and now we're kind of in one of those weight stretches. But I think it's nice to have a week off here, especially with our schedule. So we'll take some time to kind of rest, and then we'll, you know, probably just work on getting shots up and then start, you know, planning for next week. I think the most important thing about a Substate is just taking them one game at a time. You know, you can't start looking ahead because you can get yourself in trouble doing that. There's just so many good teams in our Substate that take them one at a time and hope to keep getting a little bit better. You know, hopefully we still haven't peaked as a team, and playing our best basketball next week's the goal.
Tuesday against Oskaloosa, 7 o'clock at Royal Valley. Substate begins. Best of luck next week, Coach. We hope to see you in Sabetha. And thanks for taking time to join us each week here on the radio.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Chris Brown, head coach of the Panthers. The Royal Valley Locker Room Chats brought to you each week by Holton Community Hospital and Family Medicine located in Hoyt.